everyone. Good evening. Here we are, Radiance by Design Time. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to know what your name is because this is a call-in show. And tonight we're going to talk about, well, I think what we're going to talk about is growing. What does it take to grow at this time on the planet? There's a lot of swashbuckling universal fields coming through, and boy, oh boy, they are tossing and turning and churning us, and a lot of us are growing like mad, and inside we're tossing and turning, and vibrations are... I've talked to a lot of people who are having trouble sleeping. Are you having trouble sleeping? Not every night, maybe, but some nights it's just wild out there. So what's happening in your world? Let's talk about growing. What do you do when it's so rambunctious, when you've got an election and we've got store-bought spin called media all over the place? That's why we're on BBS Radio, to see if we can get past that and present a whole bunch of cutting-edge consciousness stuff. I hope it isn't spin. I really don't believe it is. And the stuff that can take your mind and give it something interesting to eat, that you can squeeze out some higher frequency energies and we can all evolve together. One of the things I love about BBS is that we create around the world a terrific vibrational community, not just from this show, of course, but from many of the shows that are on BBS. We're actually radiating out as we work with consciousness within ourselves, and as we move around those coming apart fields and frequencies and patterns inside, and then our spiraling lights inside turn us into a higher frequency energy, we're literally connecting with others who are having the same experience, and we're sending out messages into the universe and all around the globe on living a higher frequency energy. And I think that that's probably the simplest. I like to think of that as my politics. You know, you got to send some high-frequency energy out there and lift people, and don't just engage them in the old hardnesses of defense and fear and if I scare you enough, you'll buy this, that kind of thing. That's a really radiant thing in itself, isn't it? So people, you can tell when you meet people on a bus or you're out there and so on, people can feel really heavy and pull you down, and you're sad and you're yawning and all that. So hopefully as we do this kind of work, we might yawn as we release things in the belly or other chakras, but we raise our fields and frequency and we all catch it. Isn't it exciting to be alive at this time where so many things are coming apart, and the Book of Revelations is going strong and multidimensionally, I would say, and a lot of people are growing new ideas, new concepts, new abilities to move out of the third dimension and hold an awareness of many dimensions. I think it's a very exciting time to live. It can be really scary if you were counting on the gold watch, you know what I mean? If you were counting on a really stable job for 50 years, then you get a gold watch and you retire into kind of a happiness. I don't know how much of that's going on anymore. But other than that, it's a time of innovation. It's a time of finding a huge kindling of possibility between people as we meet each other and we lift ourselves and we recognize our divinity or our infinite self, one from the other. And hopefully we're all learning some of that on this show amongst others. So let's start off with our meditation, which I really like because my guides taught it to me, but it's a really simplistic approach using sacred geometrics, but also does some really powerful healing work, and it's a great meditation tool, and it's a wonderful way to increase the frequencies out there on the planet and hopefully beyond. It is a good way to connect us to different dimensions. Oh, my gosh. It's better than in the old days they used to celebrate some gadget in Woolworth downtown, which would do everything, slice, dice, everything else. I'm saying my sacred geometrics feel a bit like that at times. They do a lot of things. So join me as we do it together. So everybody close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. A couple more. Now let's call in above your head, about 2 miles, the golden ball. And below the spine, another 40 feet, and another golden ball, and drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. So there you are. You're like on a spit, but it's vertical, right? And then from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid, and upside down, meeting its base, you know, both bases meet, and the lower point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And when the two pyramids hitch up, what have you got? You've got yourself an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And inside of that, we want our crystal ball, and have the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, a star tetrahedron, and you're inside of it. And in there, you're in what's called the Merkaba, or it's very like the Merkaba. I'm not really sure what the differences are. Some days it looks the same, some days it doesn't quite look the same. And in that Merkaba, you can spin and spin and spin. It's a three-dimensional Star of David. Did I say that? Did I leave some of you wondering, what on earth is that? The Merkaba is actually the light body that you use to, it's the vehicle you use to shift dimensions. My understanding is that it's a protector, and it's also a device that can help you move dimensions. So let's spin and spin and spin. Spinning itself is a great consciousness tool, hey? And as you spin and spin, take a look in front of you, and we see there's a magical screen. And on that magical screen, you create a little series of movies. On the first part of the screen, see yourself becoming what it is you want to become. Good. I want to become multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, and very fast. I want to be able to go snappity fingers, and up I go. And I get a lot of perceptions, just like a lot of you do, but I don't know if I could call myself immediately and consciously multidimensional. What would you like to become? So I see myself spinning away there, and I see myself becoming that which I dream. What do you dream about being and becoming? And see yourself. And when you see yourself, praise yourself. Woohoo! We did it. Wrap that in light. And now we'll start on the second screen. And the second screen is a movie of something that you want to create. What is it you want to create? I'm coming up with with some great help, a new website, which is coming out soon. And we're going to have on it a whole bunch of things. It's like a portal. We're going to have like writing and descriptions and little videos and so on. And that's really fun. For those of you who've listened for a while, I used to want to do my own TV show. But somehow I've kind of whittled that down a bit right now. So I'm seeing this developing in front of me and see all the pieces. Some of you want home and family. Some of you want to build a house. Some of you want to do a world travel. It doesn't matter what it is you want. See all the resources and the pieces coming together for your dream to manifest. Yeah. And when it does, clap for yourself. And then let's also imagine all the resources coming together to sustain your dream so it can carry on. Good work. And now we'll open the Galactic Healing Center. This is a really powerful tool, a very powerful tool. And it has a healing table and our team. You each have your own team of beings around you, realms of consciousness that support you, that love you, that nurture you, and so on. So have your own special healing team stand around your healing table. And they're going to work with you. The first person who goes onto the healing table, in fact, is you. Or in my case, So leap on that little healing table there. Good. And let's have these beings work on you. Do you have an issue that you really want them to work on? Or do you want to ask them what it is you need to work on? In either case, oh my goodness, I can feel the vibrations just lifting and rising. There we are. And now what's happening with you? What are they working on? Okay. Can you feel the vibrations running all through your body? Okay. And when you really feel that you're getting kind of buzzed, wrap it in light and ask them, so please continue. While we wrap it in light, move you over to the left here. Put out a fresh table. And remember, our healing team is magical. They're very multidimensional, so they replicate themselves around your fresh healing team. And this is where we begin to call in some people. Call in some people who need help and healing. I'm calling in a wonderful woman who's very beautiful, and she's got a... she's having a problem with her thyroid. She has some kind of growth on her thyroid. Mm-hmm. And we think it's... I won't try to label things, because sometimes things commit more if they're all tidally labeled. So we're just going to see that this can be helped with the healing team. So who have you got on the table? And let's see what the issue is that they want to work on. There we go. Interesting, they're showing a great emotional content underneath this woman's thyroid growth. Yeah. And they're seems like they're spiraling some really interesting energies up through it. It's funny that it's coming from her situation. They're telling me emotionally is coming from kind of an anger and a loneliness. She had some kind of crisis last year, and there's an anger and a loneliness. Probably gulped it down, you know how we do. So what they're doing is pulling out, they're warming up and smoothing the frequencies that go the whole length of her body, and then they're pulling things out of her second chakra, the belly area, that are related to these deeper hidden feelings, sublimated feelings. That's it. And again, we're smoothing out all the kind of ruffly energies that come up. Oh, it's very interesting to me. What's happening is the thing at her throat has just got changed color and is very big right now, as if it's kind of blowing up like a balloon. Good. And then we'll see if it pops off. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so when you feel that something's been accomplished with the healing that you're doing, let's move it over to the side, wrap it in light, create a fresh healing table and a fresh healing team. Okay, so here's someone who's got a, seems to have a broken, I don't know whether it's a broken foot or a foot that's been distorted by something. Let me see here. Yeah, she has a real pain in her foot and is on crutches. And it's funny, they're pulling out a sort of weird plaque and stuff that's between the tarsals and metatarsals. A little bone and the ankle and the calf, the lower leg. I'll move this one fast. And it seems like they're just pulling something out. So let's wrap that in light, and they're going to continue pulling. And we're bringing in a fresh table. Mm-hmm. And we're putting a healing team around it. Now in comes, let's see who's coming in, a young man. And he's frustrated, and he's kind of cornered, and he's feeling incredibly inadequate. Not that young, actually. He's feeling very, very inadequate. And he needs to take some steps in his life that he's afraid to. And he has a lot of aches and pains in his body. We need a little bit of analysis here, but I guess we won't go through all that. Just feeling really inadequate and wants to step forward and is really afraid to. And his aches and pains come from really interesting. I'd say he probably drinks too much, and he certainly isn't doing enough nutritional support. There we go. Yeah. Now they're working on his brain pattern. Good. And wrap that in light. And wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and let the team work away on it whilst we bring in our political table. Bring the table in. Fresh one, and nobody's on it yet. Okay, now we're going to bring in some of the major political leader. I wonder if we want to do that or if we want to bring in the... Yeah. I want to say some of the beings behind the running for leadership. Because I think what we need to do, and this is something to do with the kind of healing we're all going through these days, we need to start counting on bringing through higher consciousness, higher frequencies, and really having, as if it were acupuncture, right? As if we're having a huge impact on these people by sending these frequencies up through their body and having the frequencies move through their mind so that there can be that rising in fields and frequency for the sake of everyone, so the planet can experience a win-win. I don't think the ones who are behind the elections are really that conscious, it seems to me. It's a big marketing thing. There you are. So what we're doing is wanting to infuse as many as possible with love. Love of themselves. Always starts there, doesn't it? Love of themselves and love of life in this third dimension. And we're sending light up through their bodies, through the perineum. I want to say, and through their attitude. Excellent. And we want to send it more and more. And there's so many, I can't count them. Not on this radio show anyway, so let's just keep sending light up through so many of them. Because it's really possible at this time on the planet for those who are deceiving those for the sake of power can wake up, wake up, wake up, and they can learn that deceiving is not going to get them what they want. So it's very possible that we're really helping and we're contributing to that. Yeah. And then let's take a few minutes and really radiate Obama and Mitt Romney. So their brains are enlightening. The light's going up through them, and they're enlightening. Now we'll wrap that political scenario in light, move it over to the right, and then I want you to call in from the great central sun. Beautiful flows of sparkling apricot-colored energy, the radiant salmon-y apricot pink. Call it in through the top of your head, down into your heart, whirl around your heart and out your arms and your hands, and then see yourself patting this kind of energy round and round and round the planet, helping Mother Earth with her art of healing all the places where there's been damage and sickness and the end of certain animal species and the ripping and tearing of the fabric of the Mother Earth. Yeah. And this beautiful light goes round and round and round and round and round the planet until it emanates or until it radiates off the planet and includes a lot of the ETs, extraterrestrials, that are in different dimensions that are screened against us or against our seeing them, is a better way to put it. And then have that energy run round and round and round the planet again and meet your palms, or the palms of your hand, move up your arms, through your shoulders, your neck. Oops, we forgot to go into the heart. Swirl around the heart. swirl around the heart, move up to the shoulders and the neck, and that swirl round and round and round in your head and pop out and shoot right up into the great central sun. Good. And have it come back down to the top of your head and fill your body. I'd like you to close off the Galactic Healing Center and re-enter our star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. Good. And as you come back into the room, I hope you're going to call me today. I don't think last week we had a really wonderful caller, Joy, I believe. But we only had one call. So this week, I'd really like you to call. I'd love to find out what's going on. Like, how many of you are experiencing really interesting growth patterns, like, sometimes it means changing jobs or losing jobs or getting promotions or just changes of any kind in your workplace or learning that there's something else that you would prefer doing than what you've been doing. Suddenly going, I've had it with this and that. I see a lot of people doing that. People kind of getting vague and going, wow, what am I doing in this? This is not what I had in mind. Okay, so here is the number, and I expect you to call in and tell me, what are you learning? What kind of meditations are you using? 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Again, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. When you call in and we talk about you, we're going to look and see what's going on with you. What are you trying to learn? And we're going to do some energy to help you clear that up. I'm eager to talk to you. So we had a very, very interesting Paradigm Shifters meeting on Tuesday night with Stuart Wild. I don't know how many of you heard that, but I loved it. I didn't agree with him, but you don't have to agree with people to really enjoy their perception. And one of the things I did agree with is that he's got a kind, kind heart, and he's very conscious. But one of the things he talked about that I thought was really helpful, he said, oh, goody, you're on the air, and I'll tell about what Stuart Wild said after we've chatted. So good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth, how are you doing?
Good, but I'm going through a lot of changes.
Are you? What does it feel like,
Beth? Like out of control. And I find myself daily just saying, I give up. I give up. I'm just going to let it happen, whatever it is.
Are things falling apart in the external world?
Uh-huh.
They are?
Does it what?
I said, are the things falling? Are you losing jobs or friends or sweaters?
Okay, yes. Like, I feel very alone right now. And I feel like... I really feel like friends that I, you know, usually talk to, I don't talk too much. I feel like a couple of weeks ago had a falling out with one of my best friends.
Oh.
Just like weird stuff. Like, and I feel like I don't have any control of it. And I question myself. I'm like, am I a bad person or am I supposed to be going through this? It's like, I just,
oh, Lord.
You know?
Well,
yeah,
Well, it's really interesting to me because as you talk, you know, for everybody at home, you know that the belly area houses the chakra that has a lot to do with everyone else's influences, plus karma, plus... So it's really like your birthplace in many ways, and I'm seeing that is changing radically in you. So you've got patterns in there that are... leaving, meaning, so usually what happens then is things break up outside and we find ourselves thinking we're just, it's like when your belly changes or the patterns in the belly change, your self changes as well. Who you are and who you attract changes. And it's really strange. And sometimes the people you're close to are also changing, which means you'll reconnect. And sometimes you really don't see them again, like they've kind of left the planet, which they haven't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's something that I'm definitely going through. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to say...
So,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I just get to say, I want to say that one of the things you're dealing with, and I think a lot of people, including me, are dealing with, are self-deceptions. The ways we've identified ourselves is coming up and not working, and then a lot of things will come apart, because I'm seeing that happening in you. And it might make you tired for a while. Are you sleeping okay?
No, like I go through spurts where I'm sleeping fine, and then I go to bed at like, you know, 2 in the morning, get up at, you know, 6 or 8, or like get up in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's on and off, you know. But
I just don't think you're going to get away with leaving things lie still. I think you're having to change in order to meet the changing frequencies on the planet and your own soul's journey, which wants some kind of, there's an expression that needs to come up in you, and it's like the old patterns that stop that expression are being cleared away. You understand?
I think so.
Yeah, it's hard, but you know.
Does my belly what?
Does your belly hurt?
Yeah, like, well, to be honest with you, what's been hurting me is my left shoulder. I thought I was having a heart attack. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with that. Like, my heart, you know? But yeah, my belly has not been good at all for a while. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a nerve that runs from the belly in toward where the ovaries are and up into the shoulder. You know that. It's very important. And I often find in my work with somebody, I go, my heart is in terrible shape. And we find out it's the intestinal tract. It's the belly, because the nerve connection is very powerful. And remember, a lot of your neurotransmissions are created first in your intestinal tract. So you're going through a big emotional thing, and what I see is dark patches moving through the belly, and it's tweaking those nerves that go right up through the shoulder. And that's weird, isn't it?
Oh, that would totally make sense.
Isn't it funny?
Wow. Yeah, that totally does, seriously. Because every time I do have an upset stomach, my shoulders hurt. And that's what I thought it was, too. I was like, oh, and I just ate more fiber or something, because I was thinking, oh, that will help it, you know? But it's... But then, of course, it comes back, because I don't think I'm dealing with things properly, you know?
No, but there's something about you, Beth, that deceives. You know, we're all like this, Beth. It's just slightly different for each of us, because it's like a hairdo. It's always a little different, isn't it? But I want you to do two things. Is one, sit on your heels on the ground, you know, bend your knees under you and sit on your heels, and then do a really intense breathing exercise. You might even want to put your hand on your navel area flat whilst you do it, or run your hand round and round on the navel area, because it seems like you need to dislodge a bunch of patterning that's been sitting in there. I just looked down the phone, and I want you to be doing breathing exercises. You're a Libra anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit of air right there, isn't it?
So... could one of these things that I need to change is move out of my condo?
Who lives? Do you have a partner there?
No, I live here, but it's not under my name. It's under my separated husband. We're not legally divorced yet.
I don't see you having to move, but if you have a roommate, you might have to shift that.
Yeah, I don't have a roommate yet, which I'm financially, I would need to find a roommate in order to, at least that's what I think. I have no idea. Something else could happen.
I think you need a different roommate. I think that's what you really need. And 'cause I don't see you moving.
Well,
the guides aren't saying move. They're saying... Oh, I see. Can you change your financial arrangement with your ex?
No, he has no money, so there's not really much I can do.
Well, they're showing somebody else living there with you, and it makes things better for you.
I don't think it's
a lover, but I do think it's a male.
Okay. The other thing is, do you see anything with the acting? Because I wrote a web series, and it's getting a lot of hits on YouTube and stuff, and people are getting really great reviews on it and stuff from people. But I just want to see, like, that would be, when we were doing our meditation tonight, that's what I saw, that everything just came together.
I think that's going to work for you. There's another piece coming in. Do you have any kind of an agent or anything?
I do. I have an agent.
Well, it seems like there's another piece coming through someone else, and that brings it forward, and it looks like you will make money. And I think that you're quite talented about that. There seems to be another series coming up out of your mind. Have you already got that in your mind?
I do.
Yeah, and it's really good. You're going to pick up speed on this stuff, Beth.
Okay, good. Because that's what I'd rather do, is just write, produce, and act and stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you would like to give, I don't know if you want to do this, but if you want to give people the name of it, they can check it out and give you feedback.
I would love that. It's on YouTube, and it's called Penny's, PENNY/BS Complex.
Penny's Complex. And I was going to watch it last week, and I got busy, and I forgot. So now I'll check it out, too. So that for you, everybody at home, before this lady.
Yeah, it's really funny, too. It's really, I mean, well, I always think it's really funny, but yeah, it's a little goofy and stuff. But I don't want to move, and I'd rather live here on my own if I can. If not, I'll have a roommate, but I would like to, I put it this way, I'm learning to, like, if I have to move and I lose everything, you know, like I lose the condo and stuff, then I'm like, then it is what it is. But mm-hmm. as long as my projects take off, I don't really care.
I think your projects are going to take off, but it does seem like you're going to have somebody at least for a little while there, and that'll help you, and it makes you laugh. This person makes you laugh.
Oh, good. Okay.
Laughing is good for you, but also there's one more thing I want to say before I say goodbye, and that's that I think the process that you're undergoing as far as change goes, it should ease off. I don't know quite when your birthday is. Is it October?
Yeah, October 15th.
Yeah, okay, because I was going to say right around your birthday time, things should begin to ease for you for a while. But I can't guarantee that between now and December, we're going to all have a really easy time, because it looks like the world's boiling, doesn't it?
It feels like it. At least, that's for sure.
Well, I really appreciate your call, but also grab hold of the changes and watch things fall apart. And remember, keep calling up your identity, everything, however you identify yourself. And really feel it in your body, mind, especially the belly and the heart. And then command total release over and over, because the changes are trying to pull off the old programs, the ways we identify ourselves. And, boy, you can help it along beautifully. And I'm sorry, you get a bit lonely right now, but things are going to improve for you in a wee while.
Okay, so do the breathing. And then I'm a little confused, though, once I identify myself, how do I identify myself and then release it?
If you say, for example, boy, am I ever smart? That's part of your identity, you know. I'm an egghead. I'm a vague person. I'm funny. I'm beautiful. Keep calling up all of these things, because none of them are who you are, but it's how we identify ourselves in the world. And when you keep calling those up and calling them up, like if I say, I'm really beautiful, for example. my body will resonate with that somehow. There'll be restrictions here and expansions there. You understand? It's kind of like playing with the energy and how it holds on your body. And the more you do that, okay, then when your body's starting to kind of buzz or something or get tense or however it will, it'll probably vacillate because you've got so many different things you'll identify with. Then you say to your higher self and your angels, okay, help, I command total release of this identity now. I often think it's like a costume clattering on the floor as it drops off your body, but it's not that simplistic. But every time you clear it, you'll stop being so attached to your ego presentations, your deceptions, your, you know, all the illusions that we keep. And it's really interesting because that's what the changes are all about. They're pulling your subconscious, I call it the woodpile, they're pulling it apart, you know? And you want to help it along because who you are is a shining, creative soul, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah.
And also, you're a very, very creative, so that's going to start amping up. The more you clear these other things which have their own fears with them, we're all like this. The more you clear, the more you amp up your creativity. And we have another caller. I'm so glad.
Okay. Well, thank you, Veronica. I really appreciate it. And you are beautiful, just by the way.
Thank you, honey. And so we're all going to watch Penny's Complex.
Yay! Thank you. On YouTube. Yay!
Okay, on YouTube.
Right. Thanks.
Good night, all Beth. Right. Hello, you're on the air now. Hello, hello.
Hi, I think that's me.
Hi.
It's me, right?
How you doing? It sure is.
Okay, are we echoing? No, we're not echoing. That's good. This is Susan. I call in every once in a while. I'm a Libra, and I read Rob Bresny's astrology, who I love his astrology, and the
Joyce.
And the way he writes is so great, too. But he talked about, you know, accepting disappointment, and I'm getting this feeling, too, of, like, things falling apart so that it could be restructured in a more spiritual way.
Mm-hmm. Or
right,
more integrity, right?
So I just went back to a group that deals with music therapy that serves other people. So there's a serving aspect to my music rather than just, you know, everybody out there in New York trying to become famous, you know. I was like, no, you know. And I've got people in my... Across the war, I got a famous person who didn't deal with his addictions, and so he's not even playing his music. And I got across the street an ex-boyfriend I lived with, you know, 10 years ago, and he's still grieving over someone famous who died too young. And it's just, it just kind of reached the logical conclusion that if I need to be doing my music because I know I get very self-destructive if I don't do music. Mm-hmm. You know, but I need to change the focus, you know, to serve, you know, mm-hmm. and within a group where I can serve and then it can help me and I can find people as a songwriter who need my songs.
Good.
You know? So I think that's a good change of focus, you know. Cause the value of fame or money, that stuff, it don't work for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not in a position because I need the help, too, you know. And it's funny, you were talking last call about moving. I was going to get up and move. You know, I wasn't doing anything creative. And now I want to stay here because I can do my music and I've got my space and I know how to enjoy it. But I just had to shift my focus a little bit, you know.
Oh, that's great. So, and you were going to move to the West,
humble.
Weren't you going to move west? Weren't you going to move west?
I was
going to
move west, but you know what? The people in the west, like, because I'm on my Facebook and stuff, I got this huge Facebook site, right? I got two Facebook, you know, and this is crazy. The one Facebook site, somebody is administering it for me and adding my friend and adding me friends. I'm not doing it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That's crazy. That is amazing. It's an old love interest. It's an old love interest who does very well and wanted to be with me and kind of does it as a service for what he can do. He's got a girlfriend. He's got a lovely girlfriend, you know.
Mm.
And it's not me, but it's sweet, you know. But
well, good
it's
for
like,
you.
Yeah, I guess so. But I was going to move, you know. And but it's like, if I don't do the music and I don't do it in a humble spirit, I don't do it to serve, then there's nothing for me, you know? There's nothing for me. I'm in the age where I wouldn't get another career, you mm-hmm. know? And so I this is going to help me, I see, you know? But I think the moving would be a bad idea, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I do. Right now I do. You'll consider
it. Yeah,
you've got
yeah.
You've got folks out there, right? Because you will consider going for a little while next year.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, she won't talk to me. And I think what I did was I mentioned something to her, a couple of things in reference to molestation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that's not why why my daughter's not talking to me. You know, I think that's why. I don't know why otherwise.
Was she molested?
She was molested, yeah. But I had the impulse to molest her at one point, and I talked with her about it. She said, oh, yes, go ahead, Mommy. And I said, no, it would be wrong. You know, and I think maybe she was so freaked out by that.
Aww.
You know, that's something I should have brought to a therapist rather than her, you know.
But that was a long time ago.
And I think that my granddaughter was molested, you know, and I brought that to her attention. I think that helped her win a custody case.
Hmm.
So I need to just leave her alone for about 5 years.
I think so, because she's yeah. actually quite, not distorted, let's see, she's got a lot of conflict right now, so you need to let her work that out.
Yeah, and yeah, so, right, so...
Honey,
so,
I don't think it'll take 5 years.
My maternal instinct, you know what I mean? My maternal instincts have to go towards people that I can help, and like, you know, my neighbor across the wall... And my neighbor across the street, I'm not in a position to do anything for them. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yep. You just need to start working on your gift to the world and share it with as
right.
many people as you can. And
right,
you'll be
right,
seeing your
right,
daughter
right.
next year. It's going to be okay with her.
You think so next year?
Yeah.
Because I invited her to come and stay here for the winter and do Christmas with us, so maybe she will.
Well, I feel like she's going to heal, but right now she's in the throes of that kind of conflict, which is often a predicator of healing anyway, isn't it? When we start tearing things up at a subconscious level, there will be a healing that comes from it, right?
You know what? I'm sick of myself in the sense that what I did was when I wasn't doing my music and I was so obsessed with across the wall and across the street, you know?
Right.
These men, you know, it's like I started like self-destructing and not taking care of myself, you know. So mm-hmm. I wound up with bad earache, a bad sinus congestion, you know, like, you know, my lungs messed up. But I found out that I have to give anyway. You know, I can't use that. Like, I kind of hit a bottom physically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's not stopping me from what my dharma is.
Good. That's because it's pushing through you.
Yeah, you know, and realizing, you know, what I do for myself, how I heal with myself for my music is different than the songs. You know, it's like when I write a song, it's like I'm like a movie actor. It's like some actors will do a movie and then they don't care to see it. They're on to the next thing. I write a song and it's in the moment. And then I'm not interested in it. I don't want to sing my own songs. And there's so many songs that are written out there that I want to interpret that will respond to the healing that I need at any given point.
That's great.
You know, well, so I think it's two separate things, the songwriting and the singing. And I have a really strong stage presence. So when I sing my own songs, all people see is me. They don't hear the songs.
I think it's wonderful because it's just pushing you to get out there and express and don't get locked in yourself and your indulgences. Don't do that. The only indulgence is the one of really reflecting into the world. Your creativity is great.
Right. So do you agree that my songs that I wrote are for other people?
Well, you've got a couple that you should do. You had a couple that you should put out there.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple that are right for my singing style and right for my stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them, it's like I'm uncomfortable with it, you know?
Well, you have a songwriting style also that's going to cultivate songwriting for some of the people that you're helping. So you've got a really interesting interaction.
I hope so. I've been asked to, like, teach songwriting and like
Yay!
That. Yeah,
I'm so glad, because I think some of your songs are wonderful for you. Your covering, or whatever you call it, cover songs, that some of those are really good, and also you have a special gift for getting people to bring their own words out of themselves. And I have to say goodbye, because we only have a few minutes left here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
But I'm so glad that you called, Susan, and remember, when we're all in our dharma, everything you do fulfills something in you, so we do it for ourselves as well as for everyone else.
Can I just ask you one more thing? I just got a call from my gurus. They do satellite stuff. Would that be helpful? Because my guidance has always been, go see the guru once a year and then work on your music, because you know what your dharma is. In other words, you know, I want to be in India, but I don't think my growth is in India. I think my growth is right here doing my work.
I know, but your time with your guru or your meditation anyway is really a great way for you to keep touching your dharma stuff. You know that.
So you think that it would be good for me to get the guru television in my home? Because I just got a call from a lady about it, you know, earlier tonight.
I do, actually. I do think it would be very good for you.
Okay, then I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, and you might also
have
some songs that seemed, in time, you might have some songs that work into their patterns over there.
Yeah, do you think I should be shy of the disciples? I have had bad experience with disciples.
I would stay away right now, because you're clearing and mm-hmm. clearing, and that's easier to get hooked up with the wrong ones. And in time, you'll be fine with it.
The disciples that I connect with are the other musicians who are disciples, you know? So if that could increase, that would be good. But right now, I got to heal myself.
Yeah, I think you're just on track, and you need to be. And this is important for everybody. You need to be kind of not isolated, but on your own at first, while you work your way out of deep belly patterns. I call them belly patterns, second chakra mm-hmm. patterns. Mm-hmm. That's what you're working your way out of now. But I want to say goodbye, mm-hmm. Susan, because I need to move on before it's time to be hooked off stage again.
Okay, thanks.
Big hugs to you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. The thing I wanted to say just before we got our first call from Beth, which I enjoyed, and Susan's call I enjoyed. Thank you both. But also we were talking about Stuart Wilde, and one of the things that he talked about is he said, put yourself on a 30-day forgiveness program, which is each day, put your bow down, put your head on the ground even, you know, like you bow in prayer, and say your prayers. And I don't think he gave a specific prayer, but if so, I didn't remember it. But basically, he was saying calling in the divine, however that works for you, whether it's specific beings or flow of creator spirit or whatever, and then offer your forgiveness, ask for forgiveness of yourself and forgive anything that comes up in your mind. And I think it's really interesting, because at this time on the planet, there's so much disruption in people. And really, to make it easier to get along, for self-forgiveness and forgiving of other people is one of the greatest ways to get that first, second chakra clearing that we're looking for in the heart and the solar plexus, in fact. But the belly, I keep thinking about the belly as being really important, because a lot of people are suffering from belly things right now, and there's a huge tie-in between that and the heart. The other thing about the solar plexus is, who are you really? And so these other chakras that we're talking about are full of programs that prevent you from really knowing who you really are, or who could be. It's a purification tool. And after doing a couple of days of the forgiveness, I find that it's really funny. It's kind of unsettling some aspects of my self-awareness that I hadn't been cognizant of, I hadn't been conscious of. So it's a really good tool for cleansing and clearing what might be logged away in there. So after this show, I hope some of you are going to stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. We're going to find out about what's going on out there with the ETs. And Jackie was saying, Bob's going to hand me my computer so I can see what on earth she's got going. I don't remember exactly what's on ET Healing tonight. I apologize. I was going to be better prepared than that. But anyway, it's always a good show, and Jackie and the team will be on. Here it is. Here, the team will be on the second. Here it is. The veils are lifting. Are you prepared for what you'll see? So I wonder if the veils are lifting means to her, because to me it means that we're not able to get away from. It's kind of like knowing more about multidimensionality, not being able to get away with our self-deceptions and so on, being able to see possibility in spirits and so on. So I don't know if that's what she's going to talk about, but it's a wonderful subject, isn't it? Things are changing out there. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I really don't know who I'm going to have on my show next week. It might be a rerun. Then we're going to have Stuart Keyes, that wonderful medium from England that we had a little while back. And he's going to be on the 25th. And then Yvonne Smith, talking about UFOs and so on, is going to be on the 2nd of October. So please tune in to Paradigm Shifters at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. on Tuesday nights on BBS Radio. I love to get your feedback. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying see you at the top of the hour. Thank you so much for listening. Write in and let me know what you're thinking about things. Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. You're thinking about the shows, thinking about potential guests for Paradigm Shifters, just thinking about anything at all. Thank you for listening. Good night.